One of the things I'd like to talk about today is special treatment. We all like special treatment. We all want special treatment. But most of us, being ordinary citizens of this country, do not get any more special treatment than the rest of us. Yes, it's true that some of our loved ones and friends will treat us better than they would treat other people. But on average, we are all treated equally. And one of the things that makes America great is that we are all equal in the eyes of the law and in the eyes of the Constitution. However, it seems that our lawmakers, the very lawmakers who make the laws that ensure that we are all equal in the eyes of the law and the nation and the Constitution, are the ones who want, seek, and get away with getting special treatment. This has nothing to do with partisan politics, because Republicans, Democrats, and all the other types of parties that are in office are all in this equally, and they are all looking for special treatment for themselves, and they actually protect each other's interests, and they look out for each other's desires to get special treatment. And one of the best examples we've had of that in recent days has been with Congressman Kennedy, who basically was driving drunk and was running over police barricades, and when he was stopped, he was not even given a sobriety test. As a matter of fact, the Capitol Police in Washington, D.C. did everything they could to hush up the matter, and they sent him home as quickly as they could without even bothering to apply the laws that would have landed most of our fellow citizens in jail, at least for that night. However, that is not the end of the story. The next day, the guy says that he does not even remember what he was doing, and he tried to make up some good excuses for that. But since he is a congressman and belongs to a rich, politically connected family, not only did he not get punished for his actions as anybody else in this country would have been, he has been sent for treatment. That's what happens, folks. If you are rich, if you are famous, or especially if you are politically connected or a member of Congress, you will actually get sent for treatment for committing crimes or breaking the law that would land anyone of the rest of us in jail. Kennedy is not the only one who has gone through that special privileged treatment. We have seen how well the George W. Bush twins were treated when they were caught for illegal drinking or underage drinking. Nobody recalls them being booked or being taken to jail or anything else that would have happened to other people's kids. This whole thing has been going on for so long that there seems to be an assumption, almost a fact of life, that the Congress people tend to think that they are above the law. The best example we see of that very recently has been when this congressman was actually videotaped taking $100,000 cash bribe, and $90,000 of that was found at his home in his freezer. Now, the issue was the FBI did the right thing, and they went and investigated his office. They went in to look for evidence because it seems this man was using his office in Congress to carry out illegal activities. And when the FBI went in, guess what? The Republicans and the Democrats and all the other members of Congress all got together because they're all bent out of shape because the FBI did its job. They went in to investigate a crook who just happened to be doing his crooked business deals within the halls of Congress, and they took exception to that. That, folks, is shameful. And sadly, George W. Bush, our president, has stepped in to try to cool things down and was going to tell the FBI not to use that evidence that was collected in the office of the congressman. As you know, I was opposed to Attorney General Gonzalez because he was not truthful in his hearings. I think he is a man who is opposed to many of the freedoms that we cherish and that the Constitution provides. I think he is a man who has a political agenda. However, in this particular case, my salute and my hats off to Attorney General Gonzalez, because it is said that he and his number two and other people threatened to resign from their jobs if President Bush kept them from using the evidence that they found in the congressman's office. So my hats off to Attorney General Gonzalez, who I have other issues with, but in this particular case, he has shown that he is capable of taking a stand and being independent of the White House. However, the question that remains in my mind is how much of his loyalties lie with the president and the White House, and how much with the Constitution of the United States of America. And would he be as aggressive about investigating people like Donald Rumsfeld, and how the so-called bird flu virus scare has made him millions and millions of dollars, while Halliburton is making billions of dollars in government no-bid contracts in Iraq, while its ex-CEO is a sitting vice president? What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com. This is Imran signing off.